Oh dear, said another voice breaking in. Are you upsetting my little angel? Gentleman Jim had appeared in the twilight. Have I missed visiting hours, he said, and thrust a bunch of flowers into Robert's arms. Looks like you'll be needing these more than him, he said, looking at the nurses working round the bed. Another one gone? He asked. Yes, she said. He was sweet. He thanked me in the end.
Thanked you? Said Robert. You killed him.
No, not so, said the woman. I don't kill. He was dying. He was almost gone, so I had to save something.
But you enjoyed it.
Yes, she said. I did. I do. But why does that make it wrong? It is a thrill. I can't help that. I want to help. I do. Stop looking at me like that.
Like what?
Like you're so disappointed. I can't bear it.
What right have you? Robert demanded.
What right?
Spat Gentleman Jim.
What right do you have to breathe? What right to look? What right to exist? We do this. This is how we survive, how we pass on. Memories are our culture. Would you deny us our culture?
But he isn't one of you.
No, that's what makes it so painful. That's why the costing has largely made it commercially unviable. So, this is one of your schemes.
Oh, not directly, no. I had encouraged my little angel to practice this little bit of trickery, hoping that one day we would pass these memories on in a slightly more commercial way. I'd produced a thorough business plan. One speck of fairy dust in a cupcake would pass on the whole sense of being a great leader, an educator, a brilliant lover, or a soldier in a war.
And how would you make money?
Well, I thought we could sell them to children, a complete educational package. You learn the truth about conflict and get a pleasant sugary high.
But that's horrible.
You say horrible, I say a brilliant merging of commerce with history, keeping the past alive and making a good profit too.
But the costings didn't balance up.
Well, the cost didn't.
She put too much into the product.
I was disappointed when I found out.
I thought I'd brought you properly into the fold, but I was wrong. You're not really one of us, are you, darling?
No, I wanted it to be something sacred. Beautiful.
Beautiful, my arse. Sacred, my foot. What's beautiful about killing yourself?
Killing herself? Robert asked. To pass on the memories of another, she said. I must give of myself. I came up with the medals as a medium, a storage device. Piece of me is cast into the metal to store the memory.
But, being the artist she is, she can't help but give a bit too much of herself. You're getting a bit thin now, aren't you, dear? Can't keep it up much longer, can you, Mabel, love?
One more medal, please. One more memory. I promised him.
I don't understand, said Robert. You warned me. You said she was a monster.
Oh, yes, in our tribe's terms, she is. She gives herself, willingly, for nothing. What sort of monster would do that? I mean, honestly.